Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home.
Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. Welcome to Sound Opinions, this bonus episode. I'm Jim DeRogatis, my partner is Greg Kot, and as often as possible, we like to take a trip to the desert island, pop a coin in the jukebox, and play you a song we can't live without. If you want to be among the first to hear these, you can support us on Patreon, like Michael Batel. Thank you, Michael, for your support. We really appreciate everyone who keeps the show going. Michael, if I'm mispronouncing your name, you know, you got to remember, Greg and me are idiots. So give us pronouncers when you say, hey, I'd appreciate a shout out on the show. I'll just do it again, Michael, next time. But thank you. Greg, give us a little hint of what you've got in store.
Well, Jim, I want to play a track from an artist who, at the tender age of 66, discovered a new audience in America after making music basically unheard for many, many decades.
Wow. So there's hope that maybe someday you and me could...
We're going to make it one day, Jim.
Figure it out, yeah.
No time lost.
All right, we'll hear that in a minute. All right, welcome back to Sound Opinions. An artist who won recognition at age 66.
Yes, absolutely. Sixto Rodriguez, otherwise known as Rodriguez. I mean, rock is full of these kind of could've, should've been success stories.
Yeah.
And usually they end up not so successful. You know, would've, could've, didn't quite make it. Rodriguez did. The reason I'm talking about Sixto Rodriguez today is that he died August 8th at the age of 81, but he lived long enough to see his dream fulfilled, completely out of left field. I mean, they made a movie about the guy, you know?
It's a really great movie,
fantastic movie, Searching for Sugar Man. That's probably the first thing that people think about when Rodriguez's name is mentioned, if they think about him at all. That documentary came out in 2012. He was the son of Mexican immigrants, but he lived in Detroit. His work only became fully recognized decades after creating two really great albums in the early 70s. Cold Fact in 1970, Coming from Reality in 71. Light in the Attic, a great reissue label, finally got on the case and reissued those two albums in 2009, which coincided with the fact that he was starting to tour and starting to get out in the world. Now, he was already known in certain parts of the world because of these songs. I talked to him a couple of times, and he said, I still don't understand how these particular areas discovered my music, and I was received like a rock star in South Africa, you know?
Yeah.
I think they could relate to the fact that he was a person of color speaking about issues that, you know, are universal in terms of racism and social exclusion and protest songs, protest
injustice,
music, injustice, you know, in a way that they could relate to. And he was just, you know, tickled that people were picking up on it. The fact that he finally became better known in the United States owes a lot to those reissues, owes a lot to that documentary. But at the end of the day, it's the music that sold itself. You listen to those two albums, you go, these are way ahead of their time. And I know that sounds cliché to say that, but the folk punk protest that he was bringing in. Very much street music, very much the vernacular of what was happening in Detroit, what he was seeing, the divisiveness he was seeing in Detroit, translated into these very direct-sounding songs, but at the same time tempered by these beautiful chamber pop kind of arrangements. There was orchestration, strings, you know, just kind of a lush atmosphere at the appropriate moments, not overwhelming what his voice and guitar were saying so directly. So I went back and listened to both those albums as, you know, when the Obit came through. And I'm just going, man, these things really stand up. They're really good records. And I wanted to play, I think people are, you know, Sugar Man is the song that if you know about Rodriguez, it's probably the song you know, and it's a beautiful song. But I want to play the last song on the what became his last album, the 1971 album Coming From Reality. He finishes the album with this gut punch called Cause. It's acoustic with that beautiful string arrangement coming in and out, but it's really about his voice and the delivery. What this song in particular reminds me of is Arthur Lee of Love.
Yeah.
Sort of looking, scanning the landscape of L.A., Arthur Lee did, and painting this less than cheery picture. You know, here's the flower power era, and Arthur Lee's talking about, you know, we're living and dying and struggling in these streets, and a lot of us aren't going to make it. Including myself, possibly.
Yeah.
And that same sense of dread and mortality suffuses this song, Rodriguez's song. It wasn't until age 66 that it became known, but this was like written when he was a teenager and delivered in a voice speaking like a man much older than the person who wrote it. So here's Cause from Sixto Rodriguez on Sound of Opinions.
'Cause the sweetest kiss I ever got is the one I've never tasted. Oh, but they'll take their bonus pay to Molly McDonald. Neon Lady.
That is Rodriguez with Cause, the last song on what was his last album. Well worth seeking out. It's out there on the streaming services now.
I'm so glad he had a second act, albeit, you know, four decades delayed.
Yeah, well, he was quite charmed that people came to his music at any point. He said, you know, I thought this was over, and people are embracing my music, and he felt fulfilled.
Yeah. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, and our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.